I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, "Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out."
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey sis, missed you this morning. Kim told me you weren't feeling well, so I'm just doing a self-care check.
Thank you, friend.
How you doing?
Girl, listen, my energy was so low because I didn't eat breakfast when I got up, so I had to miss virtual yoga with y'all.
Trust me, I understand.
But I'm doing much better now that I've eaten, so I'm back on track.
Great. In that case, let's get some steps in tonight. I'll come over and we can walk around the lake.
Sounds good. Appreciate you being in my business, too. Now, let me get in yours. Did you check your blood pressure today?
I did that and my squats, okay?
Okay.
High blood pressure is not going to be my friend if I can help it. See you at 6?
Let's get it. See you then.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Check in on one another and be a part of a healthy blood pressure movement. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you.
You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We are the boy band.
Your tween made you see.
We are the boy band.
It's painful concert number three.
We are the boy band. We're 5 and 19. We are the boy band. Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Speech, freedom to say, freedom to think. This is my
welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bryant. Greg, you look perplexed.
Kristen,
perplexed.
Kristen, you can't say words. Was that the Mellon Camp?
It was.
Yeah.
What are the rest of the lyrics of that? Do you know?
No. I just recognize his voice. And the thing is, I knew there was Carlos Santana's guitar on the last break, but I wasn't sure if it was him because I just know his guitar tone so well because I am a nerd.
That's okay. It's part of the reason you're on the show.
Oh,
you're funny. You're nerdy.
I pulled it from the video from like the 70s. It's hilarious.
This just one? This song?
No, the Carlos Santana song winning. Just to see what they wore.
Oh, he probably wore like big white pants.
Oh, it's just priceless.
That was his like free jazz stage.
And the keyboard players always, just the fact that keyboard players were ever cool just kills me.
But what's the
keytar?
Keytar.
Yeah, it is awesome.
It's so cool.
So awesome.
All right. So we are talking about freedom of speech.
Yes,
we're talking
are.
About free speech on campus specifically. That feels like always comes up every couple months as far as the indoctrination of young people on campus and these liberals that are spreading their ideology.
Kristen, it's dirty liberals.
It is dirty liberals. So I have mixed feelings on this because I think in its purpose, it's good. It's always better to have more information, right? I think. So basically this has been kind of an ongoing story of, will it happen? When will it happen? But the University of Wisconsin system is going to relaunch a student free speech survey. And there's been controversy or arguments about this because there's certain staff. Actually, the chancellor of, I think it was
Whitewater.
Is it Whitewater?
It was Whitewater.
Okay. Resigned over this. And because it was going to happen last spring, and now it looks like it is going to happen now. And it's basically a 29-page survey. We have the questions.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be sent to a random sample of students on each UW campus, and the researchers are hoping for a minimum of 500 responses. You do get, if you fill it out,
$10. You get a $10 gift card.
Which, as a broke college student, I mean, you know, maybe that's incentive enough. Would you fill this out for $10?
If I was 21, sure. Like, there's different versions of me in college. Like, there's the part of me that's like, you know, who would protest against hate speech. Be like, I'd fill that out. $10 is fine. Then there's just like, there's the kind of like, I'll buy so much ramen noodles.
How much would $10 actually buy?
I think it buys you a case. Actually, yeah.
Really?
Case, yeah. Like, 24 cases, like, super cheap.
All right. So it is 29 pages. I mean, it's a long survey. And so UW system president, Jay Rothman, who I feel like is doing a lot. Like, I feel like his name comes up a lot as far as since taking over for the interim UW system president, Tommy Thompson.
Yeah.
Great choice. The different things that they were doing with the now I forgot exactly the name of it, but the tuition program where families, students of families who are making less than, I think, $60,000 a year are getting free tuition, and they expanded that. I think it's like the Bucky Promise program. They expanded that to more campuses than just Madison. So it feels like he's out there and he's doing stuff. So he said the research project is aimed at ensuring the UW system is committed to being a marketplace of ideas. Thank you, Elon. A place where nuanced and complicated issues can be openly discussed openly, freely, and civilly. We want, this is a quote, we want passionate debate on tough issues in a way that people can learn and ask questions without being labeled or tainted. We're not going to solve the issues that we have as a society, which are challenging and complicated, by soundbites and tweets. And so the effort, in his eyes, is to get usable data to understand what students think about free speech, rights, and responsibilities. So on the surface, I feel like this is a good thing, I think. But then the back side of this is who's funding it.
Yeah.
Who's pushing for it. And so it's being funded basically almost exclusively by John Menard.
Of
Menards. Save big money at Menards.
It is the... Jane was very impressed with that harmony. Did you see the look on Jane?
Notorious. I mean, literally, I think the richest person in the state.
He is. I think he's worth like $8
billion. Very conservative.
Very conservative.
Big Republican donor.
Also, and I don't mean to spread rumors, also been like, it seems like he's not all there.
Oh, I don't know anything about that. I do know he's very anti-union.
Yes. Oh, of course he is. Yes. Yes.
I do not know. He's old. I imagine he's in his 80s.
Pro-race car.
Pro-race car.
They said like he does so few interviews that when he does interviews, all he wants to do is talk about his racing team. Yeah.
At like Elkhart?
Because at this point, do you think he knows the price of sod? No, he doesn't. He's John Menard.
So... it was supposed to, like I said, it's supposed to happen in the spring. It got delayed, and some of the Republican lawmakers who have been pushing this were complaining because they thought the quality of the survey would suffer. And so this is also last December, so about a year ago, a bill was introduced that would punish state universities and technical colleges for free speech or academic freedom violations. I don't remember exactly who dictates that and what the violations, who gets to decide what's a violation or not. And so there's sides of Republican lawmakers who are really pushing for this survey, and they're doing it, as we now know that it is going to happen. But there's some UW system faculty, some students who are skeptical because they think that this is all going to be used for partisan politics, and it's going to be used as a scapegoat trap, I told you so type thing, rather than an actual quest for research to understand the student bodies more and how conversations are happening or not happening on campuses.
Yeah.
So in its, my opinion is in its purest form, this is a good thing, but it's just, I understand the, how is this going to get used?
Mm-hmm.
Problem.
Yeah.
Craig, you look like you have something to say.
I have thoughts.
All right. Let's hear them.
I think this is a dumb idea.
Do you?
Yes. I don't think a survey with 29 pages is going to get, I don't doubt that. Okay. Let me try this. I don't doubt that they're trying to reach some sort of idea of where they could go regarding conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that this survey is the right way of doing it. I don't think that it is. I don't think it is. It's just not. I don't know. There's something very doesn't feel right to say, like, all right, we're going to send out all these.
Surveys. And surveys. I think it's like, it's also because it's a random sampling, but it's also, it sounds like you self select whether or not you're going to spend time doing this because you're getting rewarded by and taking a $10 gift certificate.
And also that's like $500,000 in gift cards. But it's not even the gift card thing. It's the fact that like 500 people, like nothing smacks of science to me. This sounds so random and so ill prepared.
Well, because you think about the when we think about polling, because that's sometimes the question of, well, you know, if we talk to Charles Franklin from Marquette Law School polling, and the reason why, not that I am smart enough to know this, but the reason why polling 1,000 people in a state of 6 million is still fairly accurate is because of the way that they, it is random. It is, it's not self-selected. You're not getting reward, you know, and like, and they adjust for gender, race, age, all of these different things. And if you're self-selecting on who's going to, and it's also not a 29 page, when you get stuck on the phone with a pollster, I don't think it's this long.
No.
And so, cause it's, it, I mean, you scroll through it. And so if you find the article, WPR covered this, I think either yesterday or the day before. And so they link to the article, I mean, to the survey. And so you can read all the different questions. And I told Brooke to get on the mic because she's out of all of us, the most recent,
resident youngster.
You've been to three different campuses.
Yeah.
And so she's
too many.
Not to, like, tell you.
I was going to say, that's not like she just called out. Like.
So you've been to, you attended Parkside, Oshkosh, and UWM.
Yep.
Do you feel like there's free speech on campus?
That's hard. I feel like yes and no.
Because I think that they're getting at is, is there for young Republicans, young conservatives, do they feel intimidated in classrooms by their teachers that they can't express their conservative ideas without trying to be indoctrinated? And so that's what I think the partisan side of this is what they're trying to get at. When you say yes or no, what does that mean?
I mean, my first thought, I think back to when I went to UW Oshkosh, which is like, I feel like that was the clearest example. And it was there was actually a controversy on campus where there was a frat party and this lesbian couple got kicked out by the house owners for being lesbians. And then also they were hanging swastikas all over their houses and people were really upset. But their whole thing was, well, it's my house. I can, you know, it's I can say what I want. It like it doesn't matter.
But if it's a frat house, is it their house? Isn't that usually...
It's usually tied into property? It's usually tied into the university and the fraternity. Like there can be some consequences for that. But
anyways, we have like a minute, well, and then we'll keep talking about this after the break. Just, but
that's where it gets confusing because I don't know if those kids ever really had any consequences after that. But it was like a huge thing. Like a lot of people were talking about it. A lot of people were upset. But I feel like that's one thing. But then in terms of like being in class, there are definitely moments where if I could like gauge where my teacher or my professor was leaning towards, I wouldn't vocalize as much where I stood, like because I took like PR classes and debate classes and stuff like that, and I definitely like was like I'm just gonna keep it to myself.
Yeah,
so
that's interesting. I feel like I'm trying to think back of. So we'll talk about this more when we get back because I think this is super interesting. Having just gone to school for you, me trying to think back of when I was in school, how much of that is like wrapped up in just wanting to impress your teacher versus I feel actually intimidated that I'm going to be, you know, considered wrong or graded poorly if I don't agree with them versus I am just a people pleaser in general, if you haven't picked that up. And so, all right, well, we're going to take another break. We're going to keep talking about this when we come back. This is Zazco's Wisconsin.
Freedom of speech. Freedom to say. Freedom to think. This is my lucky day. Freedom of thought. Freedom of dreams, freedom to believe that we all can be kings, all can be kings.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Did you hear about the vampire that was found? Headline is, skeleton of female, quote, vampire, unearthed at cemetery in Poland.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
A sharp sickle was placed across her neck, and a padlock was put around her big toe. Her burial reveals fear around vampires.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Clear skies overnight with lows around 14. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, highs around 34. Lows dip down to about 26. Tomorrow night, mainly clear. Upper 40s Friday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Upper 20s, mainly sunny skies and calm Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Hite. Currently, it's 18 degrees.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is a big fan of this song.
This song for me, I could spend an hour talking about this song. I love this song. I could never get sick of this song. I could listen to it every day. I love this song. It means so much more to me than it does to other people.
Why?
I think it's because I didn't come out as queer until very late, like until a couple years ago. And when you don't do that, and when you don't realize it, and it happens, you realize there's all these little pieces of the puzzle, all these little breadcrumbs throughout your entire life that led you to the place.
Okay.
And so for me, this song is one of them. And there was something, there's something about the lyrics, there's something about the beat, the fact that it's George Michael, who was a treasure, that I become very... When I say emotional, I don't mean crying. I mean, I'm so happy. I love this song. Thank you for playing it, Jane.
Now we know your theme song.
It made my day.
Would this be your walk-up song if you ever had to give a speech?
Oh my God, possibly. It could also be my walk-up song when I go on stage.
Ooh.
I love it. We should have harmonized there. Darn it. Okay, we should get back to topic. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, I feel like we probably could have spent an entire hour just on this topic because it's so much bigger than just the free speech survey that is going to be conducted across the UW system. And kind of, is it in the purest form of research of trying to understand more of how students are feeling about how they approach topics, how they approach critical thinking about topics, how comfortable they feel expressing themselves on campus, versus what some people are saying is potentially, as I called it, a partisan ruse.
Yeah.
And the results are going to be used as fodder to say, I told you so, from Republican lawmakers. Because it is a project funded by John Menard.
Yeah.
Very rich man, very conservative man.
At the end of the day, I just don't think that they're going to get the results that will. Here's a better way for me. I could have put it in the last segment. I don't think they're going to get the results that will allow them to move forward in the way that.
Who's they?
UW system. Okay. The general. I can't remember his name right now.
Jay Roth.
Thank you. The way Jay Rothman's putting it, I feel like they're trying to move in a certain direction to find truth and to find balance, to find fairness. That's great. I don't think this survey is going to do that. I think it's a bigger problem. It's a bigger discussion to have with professors, to have with assistant professors, to have with students, to have with all. You got to say like, hey, we want to tackle this over the course of a couple of years because we have to do a lot of discussion. There's a lot of schools here. There's a lot of people who work for us. There's a lot of students who go here. And to me, a 29-page survey that's going to guarantee you a $10 gift card, I don't think is going to do it.
It'd be interesting because my instinct with this show is to try to get faculty members who are on the opposing side of thinking this is a good thing versus a bad thing to come on the show and talk about it. But speaking of freedom of speech, I wonder if they would feel comfortable doing it without ramifications of,
I mean,
this is my job. I'm not going to discuss this, even if they would want to.
Yeah. I mean, I think the only people you could probably get who'd do it comfortably are probably tenured professors. Be like, my job is safe. You know, you can't ask some grad student who's teaching a class. They're gonna be like, nope, I like my job and my stuff. So
Brooklyn, would you take this for $10? If you were back in school?
Yeah, I would definitely do it for the $10.
Not $10, a $10 gift card.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay.
You're like, oh, I need money.
However, if you want a 12-pack of ramen, it's gonna cost you $13.
Actually,
right. You looked it up?
I looked at it. That's not what I found.
$12.99.
I found a case which is 24 for $6.56.
Wow! What
is this? Alibaba? Where are you getting this from?
It's called. It's a new website called Amazon.
Where'd you find yours?
I just did a search.
Oh, okay.
Whatever.
All right. Well, I want to get into this deeper, but we only have 2 minutes before we have to go to another break because I just think this is fascinating, and I don't even know if we have time to play the clip. But I, you know, in the bigger conversation of how much is, as Brooklyn said in the last segment, going to a frat party and they threw swastikas on the wall and they said that they could because it's their house. And, you know, in the last couple months, the rearing of anti-Semitism, I mean, I think it's probably something that's always there.
I didn't know who Nick Fuentes was until Thanksgiving.
All of the stuff with this young 24-year-old Nazi coming out and obviously Kanye and Dave Chappelle. But it is interesting because like my hero, like is Jon Stewart always. And he was on, do we have time for the clip? Okay. So we'll summarize it. He was on Colbert.
He was on,
Colbert.
Okay. Yeah.
And Dave Chappelle had just done his SNL 15-minute monologue.
Yeah.
I actually didn't watch the whole thing. I saw the hype around it, but he, you know, Jon Stewart, Jewish man, friends with Dave Chappelle.
Yes.
And I thought he did make an interesting point because basically what he said is he's not normalizing anything. This conversation's already happening in every comment section if you spend time on the internet. And so we're not going to solve this by not talking about it. And I do think if we're talking about the example that Brooklyn gave, her real life example, is in that situation with the boys who did that at their frat house, is it solved by kicking them out of school or is it solved by having more conversation about why this is offensive? What are they trying to accomplish with this? And like getting to a root cause. And I think I am on the side of the conversation.
Me too.
And if this potential survey isn't weaponized by lawmakers, but does elicit some kind of insight on how conversations can be happening or aren't happening. I don't know. I think it's not as scary as maybe people are saying this is why we shouldn't do it, but we gotta go to break. Greg, okay. I know you have thoughts, so we'll talk about it, but we gotta go because Dan Schaefer's already in the waiting room.
Oh my God.
Dan Schaefer, Recombobulation Area, is gonna be here. We're gonna talk about Judge Darrow joining the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it on the dance floor.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Aww. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say? Whale.
Yeah, whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We are starting off this half hour with our good friend and sometimes guest host, Mr. Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area. Welcome to the show. How are you doing, friend?
I'm doing well. Good afternoon, everybody.
So how did it go? Well, you were had to do 3 hours of radio. It's a new
3 hours of live radio is a lot.
Yeah, it is.
Jane helped me through it. But,
he was great. You know. Dan was great.
Did Dan cover one of the days I was supposed to be here? Thank you, Dan. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. How are you doing, Greg?
I'm feeling better. Good. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this is a good time to announce that I have to let Phil know and Joe Specky know, but everyone, I'm treating you all to dinner. So the challenge will be finding a day that works for everyone, but doing a big group dinner to say thank you for everyone who covered for me, which includes Mr. Dan Schaefer, who did 2 days. So, expanding your skill set.
That's right. Getting those reps.
Yes, exactly.
Getting some reps on the radio. You know, I did a couple TV reps earlier this fall, too. Just trying to get a little experience doing this whole media thing where I'm not just behind a computer typing all day.
There are no lanes anymore. Someone else said the other day, you're like, you know, newspapers are trying to do podcasts and radio stations are trying to be TV shows and TV shows are trying to be newspapers. And so no one has a lane anymore. And we all have to do every medium.
Yeah. I will be becoming a chef later this week.
I feel like you'd be good at that.
Oh, I'm great at eating.
You'd look great in that hat.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we wanted to talk a little. We talked about this yesterday when the news broke, but I know, I think you tweeted and have been tweeting the very, very...
I rarely tweet.
That's a whole other topic we could talk about is how much you were potentially worried that Twitter would not be there that Monday when people said, there's no one left to work at Twitter. You're like, what am I going to do? But Judge Darrow, who was the judge in the Daryl Brooks case, is announcing, like, potentially right now while we're on air, I don't know what time it's scheduled, that she is joining the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, that the primary will be in February, the general will be in April. It is incredibly, incredibly important. And basically, I would love to hear your thoughts, because my initial reaction to this was, prior to her announcing that she was going to run, there was one conservative candidate who is a former Supreme Court, Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice, Jan Kelly, who was pretty handedly beaten in 2020. He's running again. And two, I don't know if you want to say liberal, center left, backed by more.
Liberal,
I don't,
liberal.
Yeah.
Just for lack of a better.
Yes, and one who's a Dane County court judge, and one who's a Milwaukee County judge. And my gut instinct on this was, for the primary at least, it forces more conservatives. That vote will be split potentially. Mm-hmm. For the long term, looking into the general, does having someone like Judge Darrow, who is, you know, we know the power of name recognition, right? No matter what the race is, the big challenge for most elections is, do enough people know who you are to have any kind of insight on whether or not they're going to vote for you? And so she obviously has made a huge name for herself. That was a very high profile case. And so what were your gut reactions yesterday when her husband broke it that she was going to announce today, as far as what that changes going into next year?
Yeah. Again, first, I just want to say you cannot overstate the importance of this race. This will determine the majority in the court. This is a 10-year term that will determine the majority of the court. It is the liberals' best chance to win a majority, really, at any time in recent memory, or, you know, looking ahead through the rest of the 2020s. A liberal justice, Ann Walsh Bradley, is up in 2025, and then conservative Rebecca Bradley is up in 2026. So this 2023 election is really the best chance that liberals have to gain a majority on the court. This is important, I think, chiefly because it would open up challenges to the state's ridiculously gerrymandered maps. And the maps have been Republicans' skeleton key to wielding power in Wisconsin, no matter how many statewide elections they lose. And so the maps is the Republicans' key to holding power in Wisconsin, and the court is the key to those maps. So I think that is the main reason I see why this election is so incredibly important, because the maps are so foundational to the accountability that we are unable to deliver to the Wisconsin state legislature. And that is foundational to every issue from, you know, that comes before the court or comes before the legislature, be it from abortion and gun rights and taxes and public safety and local funding and on down the list. It all comes back to the maps. So I think it's important to emphasize why that is particularly important. And then, so getting into the primary, you know, I think this is, I think Jennifer Doro is going to have a ton of name recognition, mm-hmm. more so than any other, candidate in this type of race would typically have. And I think Daniel Kelly, who lost, like you said, lost big in 2020, was never elected to mm-hmm. the state Supreme Court, was a Walker appointee. So he, you know, in the one election that he was in, he lost pretty badly. And I think he is the type of candidate who did poorly for Republicans in the most recent midterms, like the type of far right, very Trumpy, election denier adjacent type of
Michael Gableman type, maybe.
Yeah,
Michael, maybe a little bit of the Michael Gableman type. I you don't think he's gonna get into this?
No, no, I mean, oh god,
no,
who knows? Nothing's ever surprising anymore.
Daniel Kelly was also wildly underqualified for that job. The fact that he was appointed to that job in the first place was ridiculous.
We're talking to Dan Schaefer from the Recompopulation Area, talking about the consequence, or what does it mean that Judge Darrow is joining the Wisconsin Supreme Court case, or race, sorry. So do you think this is, I guess if we're splitting it, if even though this is a nonpartisan race, and it should be a nonpartisan race, specifically yeah. with judges
yep.
who are supposed to be objective and look at the law yeah. and not apply their ideology, but that's not the world that we live in, so
I've
let's talk about it in real terms, which is there are two now conservative candidates, and there's two liberal-backed candidates. So what do you think this means for the primary as far as who could get through?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it kind of remains to be seen how things are going to shake out on the liberal side of things. But I think, I think among the conservatives, a couple of conservatives like Rebecca Bradley came out and endorsed mm-hmm. Daniel Kelly before Doro jumped into the race here. But I think on the left, we have kind of emphasized the importance of this race for quite a while. I think our friends at Block have been saying this is kind of a two-part midterm, saying this is the governor's race and everything that was on the ballot this fall is one part of it, and the state Supreme Court race in the spring is the second part of it. And so I think everybody on the left recognizes the importance of this race. And I think Doro jumping in is a recognition that the conservatives were kind of stuck with a bad candidate. And they had this opportunity with the judge who just got a ton of name recognition, just became this like TV news darling with the Brooks case over the last couple months and with how she handled it and everything like that. So I think that and she's a Walker appointee whose term is ending in the relatively near future. I think she's going to be a strong candidate in that primary. And I think, considering what just happened for Republicans, I think maybe they drift away from mm-hmm. the Daniel Kellys of the world. But you never know. I mean, Trump could jump into the race and endorse Kelly, and that could make a huge difference too.
Because he endorsed him in 2020.
Right. So, I think it remains to be seen how this is going to shake out. We're already seeing a little bit of the Oppo files come out on. I just saw Daniel Bice publish the story on Doro.
Oh, really? What did it say?
Earlier this morning, the headline was Supreme Court candidate Jennifer Doro has been critical of the cash bail system. So an article about how she had comments in the past talking about quote, there is a huge body of evidence about whether or not cash bail is keeping communities safe. So that's going to be an interesting
one. But here's the thing that I think is so interesting.
Dynamic for the race, too.
Because is there a chance that she is not, because she is not part of the donor-backed backdoor world of GOP politics, liberal politics, the people who are trying to pull the strings without being in front of everyone, that she, is there a chance that be hers kind of, because she's just had such a meteoric rise, that she isn't in the camps of this is the agenda we are trying to get through politically in Wisconsin versus, because I would say that is the right correct, like that is the right position to hold as far as what everything I understand about cash bail and it not really working, because the only purpose of it is to get people to come back to court. And there is a ton of evidence that shows that is not what it actually does. This is not a means to just keep people locked up before they actually get a trial. And so right. if she is someone who, like, in my opinion, that is actually a reason I would vote for her, right? is hearing right. that opposition. But apparently you consider that oppo, or people would consider that oppo, because that is not the position of a lot of conservatives.
It'll be interesting.
Well, they just spent tens of millions of yes. dollars attacking Mandela Barnes for months on this exact issue.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just always striking to me. It's just like, hey, this is a system that failed. We should reform it. And then the response to that is, this is the worst thing we've ever heard. You know? So yeah, I don't know. But I just think, you know, she went to law school at an evangelical Christian law school. She has been kind of part of that Waukesha County political universe for a little while, from what I understand. So I don't know. I think it's, you know, we're obviously at the very early stages. Everyone's going to know her from the Brooks trial.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a huge factor. So
go ahead, Greg.
I just think we'll know where she stands in a week's time when she makes the announcement. She's asked questions on her past statements, and we'll know where we're at. I mean, I think in today's day and age, you can't stand to be independent. It won't get you anywhere.
Hmm.
So if she says, like, you know, the work she did in the Brooks case, she's proud of the work she did in the Brooks case, and people, you know, I read Twitter the day that those sentences came down, people were very happy about it on one side. And then if she talked about cash bail and she says, like, I think cash bail should be looked at and examined, that's going to be a hard line for her to walk, that independent line, because she won't be whose vote will she honestly mm-hmm. get?
Well, it's also so interesting, and this is part of the, I have to figure out how to communicate this, whether it's through TikTok videos or on the radio station, but also decide, you know, because probably if the last election we just had is any indicator of what the talking points and messaging is going to be going into this election, it's going to be soft on crime and their record. But a reminder that there was people who's the justices who sit on the Wisconsin Supreme Court do not decide who goes to jail.
Yeah.
They hear cases that are interpreting our state constitution, and it has nothing to do with putting people away. And so I don't know how you communicate that to motivate people to not only just vote, but also know what is the roles and responsibilities of the people who sit on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and how to look at their background and their history, and how that works into their actual job. It is not like she or any of them would not be hearing ever the Daryl Brooks case.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really important for those of us in the media to do our best to talk about what this job actually is.
Yeah.
Because attack ads are going to go where attack ads go. And we know how that shapes up.
We all are so ready to have it back. All right. Well, we got to take a break. But Dan Schaefer from the Recompopulation Area will still be here when we come back. Stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It is the Monday after the first Packers game, and I think everyone right now is licking their wounds.
But I do love that you're leading with "The Bears Still Suck" as the intro song. I mean, we're already on to week two.
Why are we not good at the season opener?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows around 14. Overnight, under clear skies, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Highs level off around 34. Lows level off around 26. Tomorrow night, mainly clear. Chance for scattered rain showers. Friday, high temperatures reach up to 48. 28, mainly sunny skies and calm. Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 18 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, our guest. Our guest co-host every Wednesday is Greg Bach. Our guest for this half hour is Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area, which is a weekly column. You should subscribe to it. You should pay to subscribe to it. It is excellent. So what did you write about this week?
Quickly on that note, today is the last day of our Thanksgiving week sale.
Oh, what is the sale?
So we have 30% off for a full year subscription. I ran it for the full week, so it would include Black Friday, whatever Saturday, whatever Sunday,
Small business Saturday.
All of the things. So today is the last day of the sale. You can get a full year subscription for just $35. So that's what we got.
There you go. Good plug. But what'd you write about this week?
So after all of the election business that I had been writing about for the past few weeks, I needed kind of a palate cleanser, you know, to just write about. So I wrote about the Bucks. I had to write about the Milwaukee Bucks.
Fair.
And
how are they doing? They're
doing great.
It seems like the games I've been able to catch, it seems like they're still rocking and rolling.
Yeah, they continue to be great. They have the best player in the league. And they have the second best record in the league right now, even though Chris Middleton has not yet played a game. So
he's still out.
I think he's coming back soon.
Okay.
The Bucks are real weird about giving any injury details to the beat reporters. So when I follow the comments from like my friend Eric Name at The Athletic, he'll tweet out that Mike Budenholzer has not given him an update on anything, which is what they basically do. I think he's coming back soon. But basically what I wrote about with the Bucks and with Giannis is about how they're chasing history this season. I think this is kind of a quiet storyline for the Bucks this season. You know, they win the title in 2021. They're unable to repeat on the, you know, after the shortened off season and with Middleton's injury in last year's playoffs. But this year, you know, I think when you have a team that can win two titles in 3 years or win multiple titles as part of just kind of a larger run, I think that puts you in a different historical tier as a team. Compared to, you know, just kind of like a one-off title, like the Detroit Pistons won in 2004 and the Dallas Mavericks won in 2011. But that's a little bit different than, say, like the Lakers and the Heat and the Warriors and all of these kind of dynastic teams in the NBA. And I think the Bucks really have an opportunity this year to become one of those teams if they're able to climb the mountain yet again. You know, if they're able to win two titles in 3 years and basically be kind of the dominant team of the last five seasons, I think that puts them in kind of different historical rarefied air. And it also with, you know, as it applies to Giannis as well, you know, we saw, you know, one of the things that I wrote about was the fact that, you know, he's already being ranked as one of the top 20 players of all time.
It's wild.
Which is crazy.
What is he, 28?
He'll be 28 in a couple weeks, or next week. And, you know, he's already kind of reaching this pantheon of NBA greatness. And if he's able to win another title, if he's able to maybe even get another MVP, you know, that puts them in line to be one of the 10 greatest players to ever play the game. And I think this season is perhaps going to be their best chance to do it, you know, considering the age of guys like Brooke Lopez and Middleton and Holiday, who are all in their 30s. You know,
but isn't Brooke having like his best year? Isn't he just dominant this year?
Brook has been unbelievable this year. He's leading the league in blocks per game. He's kind of regained his shooting stroke, get that Splash Mountain nickname back. Mm-hmm. But he's also 34 and missed most of last season with a pretty serious back injury.
Yeah.
So you never know. Like, this might be the best we get from Brook going forward. And as great as he's been this year, I mean, you never know. So I just think this season is such an opportunity for the Bucks to stamp themselves as one of these great all-time historical teams.
There's something about sports, now that I'm in my second half of my 30s, of like, I'm still nice. Young. I still got it. And they're like, oh, he's so old. He's 34. I don't know. I don't know how many years he's gotten them.
I just got asked to be on an intramural soccer team. I was like, what are you even doing to yourselves? What kind of question is that?
No. I will not do that.
No, I'll be your, I'll take stats.
So then the other last question, I have not looked at mine yet. Have you looked at your Spotify Wrapped yet?
I don't do Spotify.
You do Pandora?
No.
Where do you listen to your music?
YouTube Music. Is right. With you. I'm going to do a little plug.
Is that like a moral stance?
No. It's with when you subscribe to YouTube Premium, you get a free membership to YouTube Music. It's the same access to the same music. It's all great. Oh. So I don't.
All right. Well, then you're not in this conversation. People, Dan, have you done Spotify
for? Okay, fine. I'll just leave. Goodbye.
I did check out my Spotify Wrapped this morning, and I share an account with my wife and my daughter. And so I went through. They give you the first, you know, your top five songs. All of my top five songs were from the Encanto soundtrack. Although, you're a parent without telling me you're a parent.
I have been told that even if you're not a parent, that's like, as far as the world of kids music goes,
it's a great soundtrack.
Encanto versus Baby Shark, Encanto all the way, right? You're like, exactly. Everyone's very pumped when that, they're like, yeah. I can handle this.
So yeah, everything in my top 10 was from the Encanto soundtrack. So that my daughter loves the movie.
What's your favorite song? What's your favorite Encanto song?
It's got to be, we don't talk about Bruno,
yeah,
right?
Okay.
Yeah. And then the only other song in the top 10 that was not part of the Encanto soundtrack was this one Jason Isbell song called If We Were Vampires. And my wife and I will play that in the car whenever our youngest will not shut up. So it's just like the one song that gets her to calm down. And so the whole Spotify Wrap for me this year is not really a reflection of my own musical interest.
Sure, Dan. Sure.
It's Encanto and getting my kid to shut up songs.
Can you sing that song? I don't think I'm not familiar with the what is it? The what vampire song?
Yeah, Dan,
it's a really good song. It's called If We Were Vampires.
Can you sing it?
Dan.
It's a really sweet song about death. And we play for our daughter.
You are talking my language, Dan.
Baby. Says the woman raised in a mortician. All right. Well, that was a very fun segment. Thanks for coming on, Dan. We'll probably have you back in a couple weeks like we usually do. Can't wait to read the Buck story and then whatever you got next coming out next week. So subscribe today to the Recombobulation Area so you can take advantage of the sale. Dan Schaefer, thank you so much as always for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Good seeing everybody.
All right. Bucks and six. All right. Well, we are going to take the break for the top of the hour news. And when we come back, restaurant etiquette. How long can you wait for your food before it is appropriate for you to just leave? You tell us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You see on the bubblegum cards, me and homeboy would go one on one, cause playing the game is a lot of fun. Sit by the TV and watch them all, cause Curtis Blow is rapping basketball.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates.
Today, I made a mental note. It was 1:09 Central Time when I found out Ron Johnson was a conspirator in a coup, a traitor to the Constitution, and Ron's been something of an apologist. You know, they seem real friendly. Well, maybe to you, Ron, because you were on the inside of the coup, and I've never made that accusation prior to today. So let's play it for the people.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand-deliver the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
What is dadication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.